So, what is your waist measurement? Anything over 31 inches for a woman and 39 inches for a man puts you at a greater risk of a whole variety of diseases. It's now thought that that's a more useful measurement of your risk than your weight. But if downsizing was easy, we'd all be sylph-like. So what can you do? Well, there's plenty of advice out there. Cut out this, do more of that. But still, we pile on the pounds. In fact, half of adults are overweight and one in five is classified as clinically obese. So is it what we eat, how much we eat, or last resort of the desperate, is it just the way we're built? Well, you can put your questions on 08700 100 444. You can email us, checkup or one word, bbc.co.uk. And here with advice and information is Dr. Nick Finer. Now, Nick, you see all shapes and sizes at the obesity clinic that you run at the Luton and Dunstable Hospital. So how big do you actually have to be classified as obese?
Well, I think the easiest way is probably to say if you took somebody, a woman who was 5 foot 6 inches, if she was 12 and a half stone, then we would call her obese. The measure that doctors use is a thing called the body mass index, which corrects your weight for your height. And a lot of doctor surgeries have tables you can look yourself up on. It's easier than doing the maths. But as you mentioned, the tape measure around the waist is a pretty good way of doing it. If you're a woman and your waist circumference, that's around your belly button, is more than about 37 inches, you're overweight. Sorry, that's for a man. And if it's above 40 inches, then you're obese. For women, above 32 inches is overweight, and above 35 inches is probably obese.
I can see our listeners falling about with their tape measures, realising that they are defined as clinically obese. Now, if you are obese, and it doesn't seem that much overweight, perhaps to be 12 and a half stone as an ordinary-sized woman, what are the risks, the health risks you're running?
Well, the main risks from are diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, and obviously things like arthritis and aches and pains.